Video: Man claims he was paid to target woman in deadly Florida carjacking. By Amy Furr on April 26, 2024. A man linked to a fatal carjacking claims he was paid to target the victim in Orlando, Florida. The suspect, identified as Jordanish Torres Garcia, said he was the man who got out of the green car at a traffic light and pointed a semi-automatic rifle at 31-year-old Catherine Altagracia Guerrero de Agos Vivas as she was stopped in her vehicle. Per an affidavit filed on Thursday in federal court, the Associated Press, AP, reported. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office shared images on April 11 of the victim and the two cars involved in the case and detailed the incident. Video footage recorded by a witness shows a person wearing dark clothing with one hand on the white car's door handle while holding up the firearm, according to the clip from NBC News. The individual eventually hops into the passenger seat, and the white car drives away. The AP article continued. Garcia said the weapon was unloaded and had been given to him a half hour before the carjacking 2 weeks ago. Garcia jumped into the South Florida woman's vehicle, which made a U-turn and drove away. Garcia told investigators he was paid $1,500 to deliver her to an individual who wasn't identified in the affidavit. Hours after the carjacking, the 31-year-old woman's body was found inside her burned-out vehicle in another Orlando area county. She had been shot multiple times, according to the affidavit. The outlet said Giovanni Jill Crespo Hernandez was the last person the woman spoke to via video call before her death, and officials believe she was taking money to him. Seminole County Sheriff Dennis Lema said during a recent press conference, "This case is about drugs and money." Officials arrested Hernandez on unrelated drug charges, the AP article said. The sheriff's office said Tuesday that Agos Vivas's husband, Miguel, has ceased cooperating with officials investigating the woman's death, Click Orlando reported. Lema also noted the woman's brother, identified as Luis, has been crossed up in multiple lies with our detectives. Torres Garcia was recently arrested for violation of probation regarding a weapons charge in Puerto Rico. The NBC Miami article said he was being held in jail on a charge connected to the deadly carjacking.